It's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure. Like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for swap meet with Justin Kaufman
and Greg Flam.
That's me.
That's right. It's time for the swap meet here on 720 WGN, one of my favorite segments of the week. 312-981-7200. What do you want to brag about tonight? What do you want us to evaluate? Your collectibles, your memorabilia, the junk in the attic, or maybe the basement. You said, you know what? I didn't know I even had this. Is it worth something? Greg Flam at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter, can tell you. Greg, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you, Justin. Thanks for having me.
This is the prime time, of course, for picking in the area because of summertime. I would assume that this was another strong week for you.
It was. The weather was good. Flea market, Rosemount with Wolves. It's always fun there, but it was a little hot, but it was all right, you know, a little humid Sunday. But, you know, sales were good and picking's good. Like I said, this time of year, you can find garage sales on Mondays and Tuesdays. It's a good thing.
I know, man. I got to get out and try that out. A Monday garage sale. There's got to be good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, even Goodwill, you know, I mean, listen to Judy. She knows what she's talking about.
That's right. All right, 312-981-7200. What do you want to brag about? What do you want to be evaluated tonight? The lines are open. The texts are open. Let's do this. Greg, what do you got tonight? I see a big poster in front of me.
Yeah, we did a twofer, and sticking with the Bears poster, I did the 1986 Lineman of the Year. We got it was shared. How did they share that? I don't know.
Lineman of the Year.
Yeah, they did Hampton and Covert.
And what is that? Miller Lite.
And Miller Lite poster, Lineman of the Year.
Q101. I see that down there.
Yeah, like
what's it? There's only one light beer, Miller Lite.
Yep.
They'd like to honor two greats, Jim Covert and Dan Hampton.
Yep. And then, of course, I've got the Crosstown Classic poster, Tropicana, Dominic's.
That's a classic.
Yeah, so that's a good
one.
What
year is that?
Oh, geez.
Dominic's, that automatically gives you a tell. But it's the Cubs Sox kind of caricature one that shows, like, the city. That's a famous poster right there. How much do those go for?
Really, mine is the only one on eBay right now.
Really?
Yeah.
The Tropicana one?
Yeah. It's I'm asking, like, $50 for it.
That's a famed one. The Lineman of the Year, I've never seen that one. It's got classic, my favorite part of the two favorite parts of this poster. Can I break it down for you?
Yep.
One, the collar that Hampton's wearing, classic 80s lineman collar.
Yep, never see that, no.
And then Jimbo Covert is lining up, which looks to be in the NFC Championship game. I don't know if that's a licensed photo, but he's lining up against the LA Rams.
Yeah, it looks like the Rams.
So there you go. That's some famed action shots right there. And of course, Q101.
Yeah, and can we point out, this was his classic. He always grabbed his collar like that.
Yeah.
So let's point out.
And this would be a Q101 before it was alternative. This would be more like the Murphy in the Morning kind of Q101,
right? Yep, that time, yeah.
All right.
So yeah, so we got that. And then
what else
50 years ago, The Doors, Light My Fire. And I happen to find this, and which is really cool. You know my love of Flex Disc. This is a mini Flex disc.
A mini Flex.
And it's Light My Fire. And, you know, it's like 50 years ago this week, so that's the anniversary. But this is kind of hard to find, and I'm not sure I'm going to part with this. Let's see. And then I found some Elvis stuff at the Flea in Rosemount. This is actually a 1968 cover of Billboard magazine. And you cannot find that this month and year online.
It's all about Elvis.
And it's the typical Billboard magazine, but this was like the inside cover promoting this Elvis, and someone just happened to tear that page and put it with cardboard backing. When I couldn't find this online, I took it out and saw the other side was the cover of Billboard magazine. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. So it made it a little bit easier to,
nice.
To research anyway. And then, of course, the Crosstown mug.
Oh, there
I've had that in before.
So that's the mug with the caricatures of, what is it?
LaRussa and Fry, yeah. And it's Bush.
Bush. Crosstown Classic.
Yep. So, yeah.
All right. 312-981-7200. I would imagine there's going to be a lot of Crosstown Classic stuff people are going to want to talk about tonight. As the Cubs play the Sox.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Right?
Let's do that, yeah.
A little some young Sammy Sosa.
Right.
Maybe a Bobby Bonilla.
It's interesting how they only refer to Sammy Sosa as just Sammy. You know, it's kind of like they're still distancing a little bit.
I know. I feel like, you go back to the early days when there were exhibition games.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Like
yep.
They were just played early in the year, and you're like, this one doesn't count, but it was fun.
Yeah, they did them in middle of the year, too. I think Warner just, back-to-back home and home.
Those were always good.
Jordan played that one, got the double, yeah. So that was interesting. But yeah, it's kind of cool that they count now. So at least there's a little bit more, you know, effort.
Yeah, there you go. I guess you want to call that. You nailed it right there. All right, 312-981-7200. Got some people getting on the line right now, and we got some texts that are coming in as well. Greg Flam is my guest, as he is every Wednesday night here on The Download. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll do the swap meet. Stay with us. So let's get right to the phones. Let's go to Judy. Judy, why don't you kick us off? What do you want to brag about, Judy?
Well, it's nothing that I want to brag about. It's something that I want to find out about. I own three matted, framed, sofa-sized, limited edition to 500 and numbered. And also hand-signed on the back by the artist, and his name is, oh my gosh, Waylon, he does all of, he's still alive. He does all these.
Judy, I'm sorry to laugh, but you have told us so many nondescript things, and the one thing that we need to see if this is worth anything, we're having a hard time getting out of your mouth. So Waylon, what is it? Who's the author?
Or artist, yeah.
Artist.
Yep. What was his last name again?
I think it is Waylon.
Waylon.
Okay. Ambiguous so, swap me.
He's very, famous throughout the world. He lives on the West Coast.
Okay.
Are you able to text us in a picture?
Oh, gosh.
No. Okay. All right. Well, we'll work with this.
All right, Judy. We'll try on this one. I feel like it got kind of game showy in here. We're like, name the artist.
Right.
He's famous on the West Coast. He does special lithographs.
All over the world on buildings. He paints on buildings and whatever, too.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm at a loss with this one.
Well, Judy, we'll think about this one. Thanks for calling. We appreciate it. I don't know what to say about it. Thanks, Judy. Let's go to Kirk. Kirk, what do you want to brag about, Kirk?
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thanks for calling.
I found this poster behind a picture that I got at the Salvation Army, my favorite store.
Yeah.
And I took the picture out, and there's this little, it's about 8x10, says, I don't know if it's real. Some guy looked at the paper. He said, I think it's real, but it says, $25,000 reward, Jesse James.
Wow.
From the Midland Railroad in St. Louis.
Oh, wow.
And then under there it says, J. Carr, Governor's House.
So it's a poster.
A wanted poster, yeah.
It's a wanted poster. I had a guy look at the paper. He looked at the paper. He said, the paper looks right, so.
Yeah, but I would say, aren't they selling wanted posters for Jesse James at the gift shop? You know, you go to the Jesse James place in Missouri or whatever.
We looked it up online. I don't see anything to compare it with. Hmm. I see all these big
so
posters.
So it could legitimately be one, yeah.
Yeah, the highest one is about $8, but I'm sure those are reproduction. If yours is authentic, obviously you should get it checked out. I would. If the paper looks real, try to take it somewhere to get it checked out.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Yeah, do you know where I could take it to?
Jeez. I would think an antique dealer might be able to recommend somebody.
What about a museum?
Yeah, or a museum.
Yeah.
And maybe even some of the sports authentication places.
Yeah.
They can point you in the right direction.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Cool. Thanks, Kirk.
Yeah, that's a good one. Thanks for calling.
And thank you to all of the Download Nation who has figured it out for us. They listened already.
The lithograph.
I give it to 630. A lot of people said Banksy. No, we're not talking. It wasn't Banksy, but that would be awesome if she had three special Banksys in her living room. No, Robert Weiland, commonly known as Weiland, W-Y-L-A-N-D.
Okay.
Is an American artist best known for his 100 Whaling Walls, large outdoor murals featuring images of life-size whales and other sea life. Hmm. That's where she said popular on the West Coast because there's an ocean there.
All right.
Yeah, so this is a whole Wikipedia that was sent to me, and I appreciate it. In 1993, he founded the nonprofit Weiland Foundation to help children rediscover the wonder of oceans through art.
Okay.
I have some experience with Weiland.
Oh,
so I was trying to look it up. He came here and actually did one of these buildings down here. He did the side of the building. You could see it from Lakeshore Drive around Grand. You could see the building, and it was a bunch of whales on the side of the building.
Right, yeah.
And when he dedicated that, I was working for another radio station, and Bert Nateris was there, legendary. Bert Nateris.
Legendary comedian.
And, you know, Bert just, like, went on a crazy rant about whales and stuff. It was classic. And I was supposed to tape it, and my tape recorder malfunctioned. So I, like, went back to the radio station. I was like, I got the gold, the Bert Nateris gold. Mm. I went back, and I was like, wait, hold on.
Why is the battery dead? Oh, that could be playing.
Pressing a lot of buttons, you know, like, this guy has to be here.
Well, we could probably just call Bert, find him, and have him redo that. He can recreate it for us tonight. Weiland. It's a lithograph, special lithographs of Weiland.
Yeah, one recently sold for $700.
Hey, so all right. Here we're getting somewhere.
And the litho was called Island Dolphins, and that was $600 or $700. Let's see. Not really seeing any sold whales.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so that's not bad.
Yeah.
You could be talking about some hundreds of dollars there,
yep.
Judy. Appreciate that. Thanks for the call. That's good.
Yep.
It took us a little bit of time, but I give all of the credit
to
Download Nation.
Yep. Thank you.
came through.
Bailed us out.
It went from Banksy's to 847, who said, that guy who paints whales on the sides of buildings, to a Wikipedia entry that was sent to us. So I appreciate that.
One Wednesday a month, we'll have to do ambiguous
it's like a game show, right. Now it's time for ambiguous.
Right.
815 said, I saw a post on Facebook. That's where we get all our info, good stuff, about Black Diamond Disney movies.
Oh, geez.
Are they really selling for big money?
Okay, we talked about it one other time. It is kind of a urban myth. The Black Diamond Disney story is true, but there was only about 30 or so actual tapes made that are worth thousands. And they were usually given out to executives with Disney. Now, you're going to see the Black Diamond on regular VHS tapes or the cases, but they're not worth more than like 10, 30,
so
40.
How do you make the distinction?
What I've researched is the distinction is the corporate ones, which you probably will only find at an estate sale. Like someone who was given at Disney is probably going to die with these, and then they're going to sell them or give them away. You're not going to really find them at a garage sale. And the cases are bigger. So you know what a normal Disney case looks like. If it looks a little bit larger, you're onto something if it has the Black Diamond.
This is before they figured out the technology to just scroll. This is the property of this executive.
Right, or stamp like, promo or something.
This is not for resale.
Right, not for resale, right.
the slow scroll and technology.
And if it was 30 executives, they probably put their name on them, I would think. You know, it can't take that much work.
All right, moving on. 630's got a good one here. 12 Star Wars Episode I figures sealed with voice chip, 1998 Hasbro.
Okay.
Worth anything.
Hmm.
Paul the Greek.
Okay.
So it's essentially the Star Wars Episode I. They got the one Darth Maul. Sorry. I was about to say the guy with the red and black face.
Right.
So all of Star Wars Nation be like, you? I cannot believe you desecrated Darth Maul's image.
It's funny because I have, if I'm understanding this correctly, there's like what was called a Comtech that read these voice chips. And now I have about 10 or 12 loose chips with the Comtech player.
That's what it says
player.
There's a picture here.
And loose, they're really not worth that much. And even sealed, I'm seeing some sealed for like $2. And again, with Star Wars stuff, if it's the newer items, it tends to be not as worth as much as the Kenner 1970s, late 70s items. But I can't tell you what these were selling for. Like I said, I found some available for $2 and sold their like 10, 16 for a lot of $4.
Hmm.
So, yeah, not the winner.
Yeah, but it's got Watto.
Okay.
I mean, Watto was the... He was the guy who enslaved young Anakin Skywalker. What do you want with this boy? You must race. If you want to race, you can have him. Your Jedi tricks will not work here. That was my audition.
That was very good.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. So those aren't worth. I would think those would be. I mean, it's been 20 years.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I think it's something. Maybe keep holding on to that. Maybe another 10 years. But you want the Kenner stuff if you want the big money.
630 says, please say once again the artist's name who paints whales. Weiland.
Okay.
I feel like it's a setup, like they're making fun of the fact I got the
gotcha.
I'm not saying it right. It's Weiland.
Right. Gotcha moment.
I feel like a Pete's onto something. I think that we should find out how much money Bert Nateris memorabilia would go for. You know, I've known Bert for a number of years.
Okay.
I'm not going to lie. I've actually done comedy routines with Bert Nateris in his retired state. And there are a lot of things that he has said and quotes that used to be in this file we had at this other radio station that would be like all the Bert Nateris collection,
okay,
the best ofs. And I feel like that would be something I want to brag about. Like, I need to go find. I have that on a reel somewhere where I just have a bunch of Bert Nateris clips. Right? That would be a good thing to brag about. If you had Bert Nateris memorabilia, now's the time to call.
Right. I did a search and I'm not finding anything.
Nothing on Bert Nateris doesn't make it?
And, you know,
Alderman 47.
Have you heard this before? Like, people, like celebrities, will actually bid up their own items.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Especially sports, like football guys, NBA guys, they'll do that. And it's kind of like a bragging thing. Like, yeah, my stuff sells for this much, you know?
Something tells me if Bert was on eBay, if he had an account, he'd be doing that. But something tells me he's not. So.
All right.
847 wants to know, are Care Bears or My Little Ponies, are they worth anything?
Yeah, they are. Especially, I've seen some My Little Ponies stuff sell for decent money. Looking up Care Bears now, see what the highest stuff is. And,
What's a Care Bear? I mean, I guess there's specific Care Bears that you would be interested in.
Looks like some of the highest Care Bears were a lot of 67 of them sold for $600.
Oh, wow.
So that's not bad. Let me see. Try to get an individual. 1983, $162.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You have to date those because they still make those and put those out in a Target.
Right.
I walk past a Target with my son. They're like, oh, the Care Bears. And
yeah.
So, I mean, it's hard to say, right?
Yeah, same thing like Cabbage Patch. You want, you know, obviously the earlier years in best condition possible, sealed, never touched.
All right, 312-981-7200. Let's go to Tony. Tony, what do you want to brag about, Tony?
I have a old Whammo lawn jarts.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Taking because they thought they were dangerous.
Yeah, they stopped.
Never been used in the original box.
Those are illegal.
Yeah, you can't sell those anymore.
I love it. I love illegal lawn games.
I do see them a lot at estate sales, so that's kind of cool. If you are looking for them, you know, try there. Let's see what they're selling for, though.
It's Whammo. Is Whammo like the brand?
Yep. Yeah,
I think
Frisbee
so.
People. Stuff like that. And by the way, Whammo early Frisbees, like 70s, early 80s Frisbees, some are going for like over $100, 150.
What?
Yeah, used. I mean, totally scratched up used from, you know, like the late 70s.
Tony,
early 80s.
Do you remember it? Did the idea of outlawing the lawn jart, was that because someone got hurt? Like, did someone get stabbed?
I think, somebody, you know.
Someone died from it or something?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I don't know. But
I have a really bad confession to make with
popular
jarts.
What's your confession?
I don't mean to interrupt, Tony. Go ahead.
No, I don't.
Do you remember the game Mr. Quarterback? It was a timed arm that actually threw a plastic, football,
no.
But it was hard plastic.
No.
Well, my brother and I, the ingenious that we are, we put a lawn jart into the arm of that Mr. Quarterback, and that thing flew half a block.
Yeah, and that is why.
And that is why you can't get them.
You can't get them anymore. Right. Are they worth anything?
Oh, they are, and I'm getting that info now. About $40, it looks like, $40 to $100, depending on condition of the box, obviously. That's something more people are collecting for the graphic rather than the actual game. So,
all right. Well,
if you have the box,
that's not bad.
Great.
I mean, it's not bad. It's not great, but it's not bad.
Right.
Thanks, Tony.
All right. Thank you.
All right. 312-981-7200. That's the first half of the swap meet wrapped up. We're going to take a break, get an update on the news, the storms that are coming through the area, and then we will continue with Greg Flamm here in the second half, 720 WGN. Stay with us.
It's time for Swap Meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flam.
Yep.
That's right. At DuPage Picker on Facebook and Twitter. He's with us every Wednesday night. We're playing the Swap Meet tonight. 312-981-7200. What do you want to brag about? You can text. You can call. You can get your collectibles, your memorabilia, that keepsake that you've kept with you. Me, it's the key on my keychain that can open any door on the CTA.
Yep.
My favorite charm. Mm-hmm. Got that. And no one can ever take it from me.
There you go.
And one of these days I'm going to get a CTA worker knocking on my door. I need that key. I'll be like, what key? I'm just making it up.
Surprise the museum. Like, there's not a...
Yeah, right.
Transportation museum might want it.
Well, I could go to the history museum. They had a thing where, like, look, here's a token.
Yep.
Remember when there was an A and a B train? When they called it the Ravenswood? Right? Before it was just color-coordinated? Look at this key. It could be a part of it. Before we move on, we got some people here. But, all right. Here we go. All right. So, this is interesting. So, lawn darts were banned by the Consumer Product Safety Commission. This is 708 saying this. Over 560,000 people dead. What?
That's quite a lot.
That can't be right. Right? Over half a million people dead from launch? What?
That's inflated number.
That seems like a weird number. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, I could be absolutely wrong. Maybe that's, and maybe it's cumulative. Yep. Maybe it's over time. But 560,000 dead? That can't, man, no
that's
way.
Improvised.
I feel like there's an extra. There you go. Does it have any historical facts, figures in this song, in this folk song?
It doesn't right. count for one death in the song, I heard that.
It does, right. All right, 312-981-7200. Let's get to some of the callers and texters that are coming in here. 708 says, I have a Cabbage Patch doll dressed in a Cubs uniform from the 80s. What's it worth? Well, I have a lot of questions, number one. What Cub? An 80s Cub.
Yeah, I didn't see a number, but just like they a Cubs hat. Are between $5 and $75. Obviously, mint condition, $75.
That's it?
Yeah, and a lot of them are for $5.
Aren't they supposed to be like thousands of dollars?
You know, what I found with that, again, mint condition, and they also had adoption papers that came with it. If you have that, that can help a little bit, get more money. Hmm. But yeah, without the... You know, the accessories or the box, you're looking at $5.
Remember when those were such the rage?
Yeah.
It was so annoying.
I'm still thinking Beanie Babes are coming back. I really do. I think there's going to be
something. It'd be awesome if Cabbage Patch Kids came back.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome because you'd be like, yes.
Yep. So, yeah.
773 says, I have a Mattel Dancerina Ballerina doll in the box. Mm-hmm. Good condition. Box slightly worn. Dusty. Kept in attic. From 1968. What's it worth? 1968. Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to think that actual item is probably 150 to 200, but in mint condition with the box, they have sold for 250.
Really?
Yeah, but if she says that box is worn a little bit, you're probably knocked down a bit.
I've got the same thing. I've got the ballerina doll myself. Terrible condition.
Terrible. Yeah.
It's missing a leg. Just for more people would call in like that. I've got the greatest thing ever, this poster, but I ripped it.
Yep, it's ripped, yeah.
It's good.
It's just unfortunate that everything you say, Justin, you know, is in terrible condition.
Everything is terrible. I didn't give anything in good condition. Yeah. All right, here's Alice. Alice, what do you want to brag about, Alice?
Hi, I have a piece of art. It's a chalk, and the artist is Peggy Palmer Burroughs.
Peggy Palmer Burroughs. What a great
name.
Yeah,
she's out, yeah. I tried checking to see if she was Palmer, but I couldn't find anything on that. But anyway, the art is chalk, and it's chalk of Mrs. Roosevelt, and she's running for a train or a plane, and she has her knitting with her. And
it's
she
a pit. Wait, it's say Eleanor Roosevelt?
Yeah.
So she's it's an action shot of her running for something?
Yes.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm intrigued.
Pardon?
I'm intrigued.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's a nice little piece. I've enjoyed it. But I'm ready to get rid of some things.
Okay. And sounds very rare. That's why I'm not finding anything on it. So it's hard to
give you. Peggy Palmer didn't do that much. She had some books, children's books that she wrote.
Okay.
She was married to a lawyer. She lived on Sheridan Road. She had about 8 children. Hmm. And I've got some pictures of her, too, in her drawings and things.
Did you know her, or you just
No, I just worked it up to see who she was. Hmm. Was interested, because it is nice. And I think the nicest thing about it is she must be, she's in England in this picture because in the background it's all foggy. And in the fog, you'll see a Bobby, and I guess he's helping her across the street or something. You know, he's standing in back of her. But you have to really look for him.
I love it. I love the descriptive nature. Yep. I feel like I'm in London in the
40s. Well, thank you.
Yeah, it's good. I don't know. Alice, it's a tough one because I don't know if she's showing up on any of the sort of places that you would find how much a painting is worth. But I'm intrigued by just the what you know about this artist, this Chicago artist.
I'm sure there's some value there. We're just not finding it.
Yeah, probably. I've had it for years. Yeah.
Sure.
Don't get rid of that. Get rid of other stuff. Don't get rid of that.
Right. I'm sure there's got to be other stuff.
Thanks, Alice. Appreciate the call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling.
That's how you do swap meet.
Right, brag.
She explained she described it as interesting. She had information about the artist. Maybe there's at the end of the day, it's not really worth anything. But I really liked that. I felt like she took us to that place.
Yep.
Let's go to Robin. Robin, what do you want to brag about, Robin?
Hello. I have an original Chatty Cathy.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it in good condition?
It's in great condition, yeah. It still has a pull ring, you know.
Yeah,
it
right.
doesn't speak, but I could probably get it to speak.
We talked about this last week, and if...
oh, really?
I don't know
if
means,
you're but... on Facebook, search Jeremiah's, pull string toys or Jeremiah's toys. And he did an amazing job on... I brought in the Dr. Doolittle hand puppet with the string last week. And he did an amazing job. So if yours is stuck, mine happened to be pulled out and wouldn't go back in. But if yours is not working at all, he will fix it. And he only charged me $25, $30 to fix it.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and now working, it's worth $100.
Yeah,
so.
Because I would say, Robin, a Chatty Cathy doll that you can't make chatty. Maybe trouble, right?
Yeah, that's
wouldn't be Kathy.
Yeah, that's
it. Wouldn't be Kathy.
Yeah, just Kathy
be Judy.
Doesn't do it.
What does a Chatty Kathy doll go for when it's all fixed up?
Yeah, it looks like a high end, $425.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
get that fixed.
That's worth it.
And that's without
definitely.
A box too. So yeah, if it's working, it's definitely worth putting $30 or $40 into it to get it to work.
There you go.
Cool.
All right, thanks,
I have
Rob.
One more.
Well, all right, another one.
One more. Have you ever heard of an original Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle suitcase?
Suitcase. I'm sure they exist, but I'm looking it up now.
I have one.
All right.
With my daughters.
That's awesome. Original, from the 80s when that was a hit cartoon?
Yes, yeah. Yes sir.
And where did you get it?
I probably had one.
I just kept it. When I would send it to her grandmother's house, that's what she packed the clothes in,
In style.
Yeah. Some of that, the what they call it, TMNT for short.
Yeah.
Some of that earlier stuff can be quite expensive here. Let me see if I can find
a suitcase.
I did see a suitcase just now, and it's escaping here. Let's see. It looks like about $20.
No, keep it.
It's worth keeping. Maybe 40.
There you go. It's good for nostalgia.
Yeah,
thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Robin. Good.
All right. Bye.
Thank you.
I want that suitcase. 312-981-7200. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll wrap up the swap meet tonight. Stay in the line. All right. Swap meet's wrapping up here. 312-981-7200. Still got some people on the line, some texts. We'll go through it. Got about 8 minutes here. There's plenty of time to do this up. Let's go to Dave. Dave, what do you want to brag about, Dave?
So my dad was working downtown back when the Tyson trial was going on.
Mike Tyson, yeah.
Yeah, Mike Tyson. And he used to walk by the Tribune building, and he became friendly with, I guess, the janitor or something. And okay. They were throwing away all the old courtroom drawings from the trial.
Wow.
And the guy gave them to my dad along with all the transcripts of all the dialogue and everything.
Oh, my gosh. How good. That's like a one of a kind. There's no recreations of Mike Tyson courtroom drawings. Were they selling those outside?
Yeah. Amazingly, I'm finding a couple on eBay. I didn't think I'd be able to find that. But
so many trials.
You know, but they're going for like $15 to $100. Two recently sold for best offer, so it's hard to tell exactly, but it was under $100. So,
wow.
Okay, because we got like six of them. So.
What's happening good in him? Is he just on the stand? Is he mad?
There's one of him like on the stand being questioned. There's like a picture of the judge. There's the lawyers for the defense and for the prosecution. And it just goes through the dialogue. You know, like all the questions and like all his answers and everything like that for the trial.
This is pre-face tattoo, too, right?
Yeah.
I would say if you are going to sell them separately, you'll get more money.
Than
the lot of the six.
Tip. All right. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Thanks for calling.
I like that one, man. That's a good one to brag about. All right, let's go to Mary. Mary, what do you want to brag about?
I'm sorry, you're speaking to me?
Yes. Is this Mary?
Oh, yes, it is.
Mary.
I'm sorry.
All right, what do you want to brag about?
I have an old film strip original from years ago with Sally Rand, the fan dancer,
mm-hmm.
that ended up in family passed down memorabilia.
Sure.
And it's one of those that it's a frame by frame, and it's only about 3/4 of an inch tall, and I really don't know how long it is. I'm afraid to open it up because it's so old.
Right.
What do you got on it?
A film strip I couldn't find, but individual pictures are like $5 to $20. But obviously you have a film strip, I would think you're in the few hundred, you know, $100, $200 range, maybe more. But yeah, it's very rare, and I would not open it up. And try, you know, if you are going to sell it, you know, maybe have it checked out before you sell it because you could have something extremely rare there.
Oh, there you go. All right, thanks.
Where would I go with that?
Again, probably antique dealer would probably be the best place to start.
There you go. All right, thanks, Mary.
Thank you.
All right, 708 says I have an original score sheet from the final game of the Cubs World Series. We've gone over these. I don't know, it's too early.
Yeah, I mean,
you know, a lot of memorabilia from the World Series.
Yeah, there is a lot.
Unless they're talking like 1908.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, the forgotten one. I it's hard to tell. Probably $20-$25. If you hold on to it, it will go up over the years.
815's got a wooden machinist toolbox, at least 50 years old, about 1.5 by 1 by 8, flip up top, wooden shelves in front. It's very specific.
Yep,
What are wooden toolboxes go for?
Looking like $25-$40, but I'd have to maybe get some more information on this particular one, but just putting in vintage wooden toolbox, that's what I was getting. So
a lot of generics tonight on
the ambiguous swap
meet. 773 says, I have a French poster of The Return of the Jedi with Luke using a blue lightsaber instead of a green one. Okay.
And
sorry. And this poster, he's got the got the green.
You can have that. Yeah, I mean, you're looking at a specific, you know, audience with that one. They really have to know the difference, or that has to really mean that much to them. But
it does mean a lot to that audience.
To that,
I mean, he's calling out something that's probably real. I mean, in the way that like people are like, if you can, like, you're touring your house, you're like, now that we enter the front room, take a gander to the wall and see that poster looks like the regular Return of the Jedi poster, right. But it is not. It is the French version. It is the blue lightsaber as you look closely instead of the green.
Right.
Would you like a Coca-Cola? I'm trying to think of what.
Or a beignet.
Yeah. Would you like a vignette? All right.
I don't know.
You don't know. Right?
Yeah, I mean, the one with the blue lightsaber is like $28.
Okay.
You know, so...
All right, well, that's what they're saying. Instead
but
of
if it's the rare one, obviously it could be hundreds, could be a thousand.
But no, but they're saying the one with the... That's what they're saying. The one with the blue lightsaber is 28.
Yeah.
That's the one they have.
Okay, yeah.
So the green one's probably worth $6.
Okay.
All right. I have a Dale Jr. die-cast 1/16 scale Superman NASCAR minor wearing on box. Mm. Minor NASCAR minor wearing on box. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, there's die-cast cars, trucks. There's so many of them. You really have to. I would need more time, but feel free to write through Facebook and I'll research it for you.
I would say NASCAR die-cast is very popular, right? It's not something that people are like, oh my God, diamond in the rough.
And they're great to get autographed as well because they're larger items for them to sign. I happen to have a Earnhardt semi, you know, with his picture on the side, but he actually signed the top of it that I'm trying to sell now. And
Does it become easier to sell that stuff when guys like that say they're retiring, they want to get out of the racing?
I'm sure that definitely would help, yeah. But yeah, they sign so much stuff too that it's not as high as you would think. I'd be lucky if I'm going to get $80 for my item.
If you go to an estate sale and you find like a NASCAR jumpsuit, think of me.
All right.
Because I really feel like I want to do the download in full Pennzoil NASCAR jumpsuit. Yeah. Like I feel like if I had the helmet and the whole thing, I bet you that's a good feel.
What's funny is the guy I'm usually set up across from at Wolf's, he sells the white, just all white, like painter's jumpsuit.
Love it.
And he's wearing them and it's cool and it helps sell it, you know, and he's into it.
Yeah, but I would just think that specifically, that jumpsuit's probably really silky. It's designed for sitting for 4 hours, right? I mean, it's just, right. I feel like there's a lot of similarities between the NASCAR jumpsuit and what I could use to be comfortable hosting a talk show in Chicago.
Right?
It's kind of similar.
And then we should do the, you know, Wolf's patch on it and get the different sponsor patch.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. We're on our way. We got it. Greg Flamm at DuPage Picker, both on Facebook and Twitter. You can find him there. He joins us every Wednesday here on the Download for Swap Meet. Greg, another successful hour here.
Always fun.
And thanks for being here.
Thank you.